Study, Biden amnesty would import California-size foreign population. By John Binder on March 2, 2021. President Joe Biden's amnesty plan, which also expands legal immigration levels, would import a foreign population close to the size of California, new analysis reveals. Last month, House and Senate Democrats introduced the Biden plan, known as H.R. 1177 and S. 348, which would give amnesty to the roughly 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States while doubling annual legal immigration to the country, flooding the labor market with more foreign competition for the nation's more than 17 million jobless Americans. Analysis conducted by Numbers USA, which advocates on behalf of American workers for less foreign competition in the labor market, finds that by 2031, Biden's amnesty will have imported a foreign-born population nearly the size of California. By 2031, the analysis states, nearly 12 million illegal aliens will have taken advantage of the amnesty provisions of the legislation that would allow them to permanently remain in the U.S. and eventually obtain American citizenship. In addition to those amnestied, the current annual inflow of 1.2 million green card holders would be doubled to more than 2.4 million. In a 10-year period, altogether, the legislation will have brought more than 37.3 million foreign nationals to the U.S., just 2 million less than the population of California. Put differently, the Biden plan would bring a foreign-born population to the U.S. in 10 years that would be more than five times the current population of Massachusetts, where 6.9 million residents live. The overwhelming bulk of immigration within those 10 years would derive from the Biden plan's exempting spouses and minor children from family-based green card caps. By 2031, in this single category, nearly 9.4 million foreign nationals would be admitted to the U.S. The other bulk of immigration would come from the roughly 8 million illegal aliens, those who are not in specific subgroup categories, who would be able to secure green cards by 2027 and then apply for American citizenship after 3 years. Such a massive wave of immigration would be a boon for corporate interests, including Wall Street, multinational corporations, real estate investors, and giant tech conglomerates who would not only benefit from an expanded labor market with cheaper labor but also from more consumers to whom they can sell goods and necessities. Research by the Center for Immigration Studies Stephen Camerota reveals that for every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of an American worker's occupation, Americans' weekly wages are cut by perhaps 0.5%. This means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by potentially 8.75%, as more than 17% of the workforce is foreign-born. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new arrivals. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. Similarly, peer-reviewed research by economist Christoph Albert acknowledges that as immigrants accept lower wages, they are preferably chosen by firms and therefore have higher job-finding rates than natives, consistent with evidence found in U.S. data. Albert's research also finds that immigration raises competition for native-born Americans in the labor market. The Biden plan is also wildly out of step with the opinions of most likely U.S. voters. The latest survey from Rasmussen reports, for instance, finds that 73% of voters want less legal immigration. More than 6 in 10 oppose chain migration. About 64% oppose businesses importing foreign workers rather than recruiting Americans, and 63% support slowing down or fully cutting U.S. population growth driven by immigration. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.